Czechs are doing their bit to support economic and political development in the small and relatively poor Republic of Moldova, sandwiched between Romania and Ukraine. The Czech Republic is already among Moldova's top 10 European Union trade partners and is supporting the country with development aid for targeted areas. But the Moldovans would like to deepen relations much further. Chris Johnson has more in this edition of Marketplace.
The pro-European Moldovan Prime Minister Pavel Filip and Minister for Regional Development Vasily Bitsa were in Prague on Tuesday for a meeting with Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka and Minister of Industry and Trade Jiří Havlíček. The flagship event was a Czech-Moldovan business forum with presentations and around 65 Czech companies expected to take up the invite to look at what the country of 3.5 million people has to offer. The Czech Prime Minister already visited Moldova around a year ago with a similar business agenda prepared. Moldova is widely reckoned to be the poorest country in Europe. The former Soviet Republic currently has a pro-European government and a pro-Russian president, with the former seeking to maximise ties with the European Union. The country is seeking to make a plus and not a negative of its location between East and West, especially as a series of deals with the EU, Russia and latterly Turkey give it free trade relationships with markets totalling more than 800 million people. Trade ties with the Czech Republic, as Minister Jiří Havlíček admits, are currently heavily tipped in favour of Czech exporters. But Prague would be happy to see that change. Minister Jiří Havlíček.
At the moment and over recent years, Czech-Moldovan commercial relations have been stable. The overall trade turnover is not that high, being valued at around an annual 2 billion crowns. It is dominated by Czech exports to Moldova, with a smaller level of Moldovan exports to the Czech Republic. We would like to see that change and to see the bilateral commercial trade and relations at a higher level. But for Czech companies to start operating on the Moldovan market, they need to be certain that the Moldovan government will work on its internal business and investment environment. Companies need to know that if they invest there, they will be looked after and be able to develop. As the Moldovan Prime Minister and Minister for Regional Development said clearly today, one of the priorities is to develop a standard business environment in Moldova, and we want to help them with that. Standardního podnikatelského prostředí a my v tomto chceme
Moldávii podporovat. Moldova has since 2010 been one of the Czech Republic's priority targets for development aid, mostly aimed at handing over Czech know-how in developing state institutions, social services, environmental care, and the business and economic infrastructure necessary to success. The Ministry of Industry and Trade is the provider of one stream of aid to help small and mid-sized businesses develop under its so-called Aid for Trade banner. But the main direction of the Moldovan mission this week was elsewhere. They would like to see increased Czech corporate investment from the relatively low levels so far. Yulia Petuhov is deputy director of the Moldova Investment and Promotion Organization, MIEPO for short, and explained its broad goals in Prague.
So at the moment in the Republic of Moldova we have more than 50 Czech companies presented. Of course, they are mostly dedicated to the sector of the automotive and small machine building components. And of course, as for every economy, they are involved in terms of trade, bilateral trade. We want to as well increase our trade partnership with Czech companies, and such events as today, we would like to invite more Czech companies to be presented on our market. And of course, taking into account the great experience and potential of Czech companies in the field of automotive and machine building sector, as well as electronic and devices, we would like to attract most companies in this sector.
From the background material, there is little room to doubt that Moldova would like to court Czech auto and auto supply companies to set up subsidiaries there or to further outsource some of their production. A pamphlet in English, Automotive Components and Industry Overview, sets out why those arguments should be taken seriously, not least the average Moldovan wages of around €235 a month, around a quarter of the average wage in the Czech Republic. And it's an auto sector which has almost doubled the volume of its turnover and number of employees, now totaling just over 9,000, in the last 4 years. Some Moldovan companies are already supplying components to Czech car producers, with one significant supplier, the local subsidiary of the US-based company Lear Corporation, supplying the TPCA joint venture Czech car plant Nikolin in East Bohemia. The general argument is that Moldova could supply the labour-intensive work which Czech companies now have trouble carrying out due to higher costs or lack of local labour. And there's a political dimension to the economic drive to integrate with Western Europe as well. Now, almost two-thirds of Moldovan trade is with the EU, and that represents a big change from just a few years ago. The Moldova-EU Association Agreement has been in place since the middle of last year, but as the election of the pro-Russian president at the end of the year showed, the political argument where the country should be has not been fully settled. Yulia Petuhov says Moldovan companies still have to make the most of the free trade with the EU that the agreement brings.
So if you compare with, say, 3 years ago, when the share of Moldovan exports to the European Union and CIS were equally, so our government understand that there is very important to have more linkages with the European Union markets, having higher standards, having, let's say, a huger market. So being signed this DCFTA, Deep and Comprehensive Free Trade Agreement, now our share of exports are more than 65%. And of course, for us, it's very important, European Union market, and even our institutional orientation. We have planned a lot of events in the European Union market, different trade fairs and exhibitions, and even our companies understand that increasing their quality, increasing their competitiveness, they'll have more opportunities to be present on the European Union markets.
One market where Moldova has established a reputation and healthy Czech market is wine. And the Czech Republic has been instrumental in helping local producers set up their own quality control systems so there can be no doubts about what consumers are getting. The Czech Ministry of Finance a few years ago had reserves about Moldovan wine, complaining that it was being sold in barrels as the local production in retail outlets. But the Moldovans say this dispute is now history, and they are toasting better times. French-speaking Gheorghe Arpenten is director of the Moldovan National Office for Vine and Wine.
Around 200,000 people are involved in this industry, and most of those are in the countryside. We, Moldova, are the sixth biggest wine producer in Europe. After 2006, with the Russian embargo, we began to diversify and develop our market, and now Moldova has four priorities on the market, and one of these is the Czech Republic. The Czech Republic is, according to the statistics, the second market for Moldovan wine in terms of volume and third most important market in terms of total value. I am the director of the National Office for Vines and Wine, and we have the mission to promote our wine outside, above all, on export markets. We have a second goal to ensure the quality of wine, and the third target is to ensure the transfer of know-how in the vines and wine sector.
Jürgen Abrenten says their Czech mission is to find Czech partners to boost sales and also get to know some new techniques, such as the fast-growing market for bio wine, where he says that Czech growers and producers have skills they would appreciate sharing. Czech Development Help has already helped Moldovan wine get a foothold in many European markets.
We are also here to find partners to help us promote our wine on the Czech market. We are here not just to promote our wine, but also to invest in the market and to get to know the consumer. They should know that Moldova is changing its face. Our wine complies to European standards. In this, we have been helped by the Czech Development Agency with a project through which we developed our registry of vines and wines. This registry is fundamental in allowing us to trace the origins of grapes and wine in our system of quality control. The project will be completed in the year 2018, but it has already helped us a lot in meeting all the wine quality standards required in the European community.
Demandes ou cahiers de charges qui sont appliqués dans la communauté européenne.